Lagos.
Yes.
Yes, we're back.
Cheers to life. Good morning, Lagos.
We're back. We're back.
We're back again. We bring it back again. Chicka, chicka, chicka,
chicka, chicka. To the left. To the right.
With your busy buddy, yeah. I don't have a busy buddy.
You don't?
I don't.
Say it loud enough.
Have a busy buddy.
Do you believe it now?
Good morning, Lagos. 11 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you officially to What's Up, Lagos?
Yeah. That's where the vibe lives. It lives right here. Just get your daily dose of vibe. Those of you that slept in a petrol station, those of you that haven't gone home because of flood issues, those of you that have had one issue or the other, Nigeria has been happening to you. This is where you let out.
Yes, yeah? Shout out to you.
You need to let out because you need to stand on your feet and get through that. Right? That thing will not put you down.
Never.
Don't let your background put your back to the ground. All right, we're not. Okay. All right, the show starts this way every single day, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. If you miss that portion of your day, Kai.
Every single show on this station is super serious, except this show.
Well, this is a bit. What was that?
We're serious. We're a little bit of this and that. We're like a potpourri, you know.
Is this popcorn?
Potpourri. Yes.
And I said sometimes I like talking like you.
I'm going to kill you.
You will?
Violence is not allowed on Nigerian football, but I will kill him.
Okay.
Anyway, so this is Lagos' best conversation, like we
believe
said.
That.
10 to 12 o'clock, we try to, you know, take off the load from your chest and just allow you breathe before they come back with the serious issues.
You know how many hospitals were decongesting?
You know?
Do you know how many psychiatric homes were decongesting?
Good.
Do you know how many people that want to give up that just say, "What's up, Lagos?" It's cool.
And you know, the song that comes to my mind is "Problem." You know the finish.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you can't kill.
I beg you.
Let me say it like the people on the street say: you cannot come and kill ourselves
and
die.
Come and kill yourself, then die inside.
Ah, it's not possible.
Necessary.
My name is Mary Ann O'Connor.
And my name is Stretch.
Together, we'll make sure that this. These 2 hours are worth your while, but we start off with the most serious aspect of this show, Sound Off.
All right, we're going straight to it. 10:14 on the clock. Let's run through this. The Revenue Mobilization Allocation and Fiscal Commission, RMAFC, has said it has concluded arrangements to start the process of the review of the remuneration of political and public office holders as well as judicial officers in the country. A statement quoted the chairman of the commission, Mohammed Bello Shehu, as having said this during a courtesy visit to the chairman of the Nigeria Governors Forum, Governor Aminu Waziri Tambuwal in Sokoto, in his office in Abuja. But the Nigeria Labour Congress, NLT, and some experts say the RMAFC's statement was provocative, considering that 30,000 naira minimum wage for civil servants is nothing compared to the humongous amount politicians are receiving as salaries and allowances. Those to benefit from the largesse include the president, the vice president, governors, their deputies, legislators, and other political office holders. They said it is the civil servants at the national, state, and local government areas that deserve salary review in line with the prevailing economic challenges. The statement quoted the chairman of the NGF, Tambuwal, as commending the readiness of the RMAFC to commence the process for the review of remuneration exercise. At present, salaries of the political and public office holders are as follows. The president, 14 million naira per annum. Vice president, 12.1 million naira per annum. Ministers, SGFs, HOS, chairman of constitutional bodies, 7.8 million naira. Ministers of state, members of constitutional bodies, 7.5 million. Special advisors, including speech writers, 7.1 million. These do not include the entitlement, allowances, accommodation, furniture, duty to allowance, ESTA code, medical severance, gratuity, leave, etc., etc., etc.
Now, a domestic development expert and executive director, Center for Fiscal Transparency and Integrity, Integrity Watch, Umar Yakubu, said it is economically irresponsible underline the word irresponsible, for the IRA-MFAC to review upwards the income of public servants in this country. Now, he spoke to Daily Trust newspaper and said, Nigeria is bleeding revenue-wise because we're not meeting our debt obligations and we're borrowing to pay on the interest of debts because we have a problem of revenue generation. Even the World Bank has said our revenue is very low. Now, about 70% of our national budget is recurrent expenditure, while the other 35% is shared between debt servicing and capital expenditure. Now, consequently, we are battling inflation.
We are.
Which is over 20%. You know, again, you now want to raise the interest rate and the income of public servants who contribute very little to the economic growth of this country. And so he says it's very responsible.
Now, do we need someone to tell us this is really irresponsible?
No, maybe we need somebody
we need someone to
knock
tell
it
us
into our brains.
Now, this is irresponsible at a time like this. That 30,000 naira, not even every state is paying 30,000 naira minimum wage. Now, the taxes you're increasing, your means of making some money, I'm talking Lagos here, where I reside, is increased taxes. Salaries have not been paid. People are out of job. A bag of rice is 45,000 naira. And this is only October. Things are out of reach of the people. Fuel, people have been standing, some slept at fuel stations. And the most expedient thing you think to do at this time is to increase the salaries of those who are already earning way, way beyond. We're trying to reduce the cost of governance, but your solution is increase the cost of governance. Speech writers are part of this. Essay to the PA, to the PPA, are earning far more than professors. The highest paid professor in Nigeria earns about 500,000 naira per month. Go and ask the MCs in Lagos how much they take a day. And you are trying to make this better for us by increasing what they take home.
How is this making it better for us? Because I'm wondering, just as you said, do we need to really have this conversation? Because you see, the cost of living has continuously risen and there's not been anything that's been done to, you know, one way or the other cushion the effects that it's had on us. I mean, in every country, why do we have Rishi Sunak right now as the new prime minister? Because Liz was unable to come up with a plan that would help to cushion the effects of what's happening in the UK as we speak. And that's why they've gotten a different leader who has a way out of their situation. But what is Nigeria doing? Is it sharing 5,000?
If you don't make...
Or is it by you campaigning to say that hope is here?
Yes.
Yeah, going to turn around
things.
I will change it.
You know, we destroyed Nigeria. We will make it better.
What was that?
We will move from horrible to bad.
I don't understand.
Yes. You vote for me, I'm from the north. I will take care of you.
Or vote for me, I'm from the south.
From the south. I will be good to you.
How are we solved? And this is to the RAMFAC. Are you kidding? Is this a joke? You're increasing these people's monies because they've done what exactly? Because
what?
I asked a politician yesterday. I said, you're telling me that you're bringing hope, renewed hope. What renewed hope are you giving us when you promised us that you were going to change, our fortunes and you were unable to do that? So what hope are you trying to build on? Say, I'm so sorry. I think we need to, one way or the other, reduce the amount of money that our politicians earn.
They don't
Let's
know
see
that.
Their level of commitment at the service. The better you work, the harder you work, the more results we see, then we can review your salary upwards. How about that? Because you see, we gave you that job. You work for us. And if you're unable to keep your end of the deal, then why should you get paid? Talk less of increasing the money.
More than 600 people are dead because of the floods that could have been averted.
And that's because you derelicted your duties as leadership.
And what we're doing to commend you is to increase your salary.
That's a joke.
Oh, well done. You kill people.
RMFAC, I'm sorry. I think that you guys need to lose your jobs because you do not know what you're doing. If the average Nigerian is unable to feed, right now there are people sleeping in fuel stations because they need to get fuel. You can't even give us the basics, but what are you rewarding them for? Reviewing their salary upward for what? I think these elections have to happen next week.
Today.
That sound off. Alrighty, same blue. Taking walks by Pacific Center. Just get you. I'll take you to Lagos.
right, check your career time. Correct time, yes.
It's career time.
Correct time. 10:25 on the clock, and we're about to muse, all right? And the musing today is something everybody has, I pray. All right, so what is that happy memory of yours?
That has stuck.
That one that didn't leave, that thing you remember. Yes. Is it when you just wet the bed and they came to take away all the sheets?
That's not a happy memory.
Whatever, it could be happy for someone. Well, what is the happy memory that you have that has refused to leave you?
Baba Dudu from Lagos Island.
That's a happy memory.
Yes, I love Baba Dudu. Every time I got Baba Dudu, I was so excited.
Okay.
It's a happy memory.
That's her happy memory.
It's candy. It leaves a very nice coconutty aftertaste.
That's a happy taste, not a memory.
Happy memory.
Wait, wait. So, what's your happy memory? What's that thing you remember? I don't know when, maybe when you were getting married, when you had your first baby. All right, it's 11:41. You heard me. Yes. Favorite, the moment that you can't forget. I'm not even going through that again. I won't do that. I won't say it again. I won't.
But you just hit that link.
All right, your friend, memories that stuck, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If you have anyone, share with us.
Sweetest
of them. All right, we got messages here, some messages, but let's read out the numbers first. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. You got 60 seconds, but you started with WhatsApp Lagos when you hear the prompt. But let me just get to the messages and see how many I can read before I go back to you. All right, this says that unforgettable memory for me was when my late wife said, yes, I do. I'll definitely cherish that moment forever. Muideen, yeah. All right, messages here. Happy memory is when I finally got admission into prestigious Uniben. I couldn't believe I was already a student until the day of my matriculation. It was like a dream come true. I don't know if I am still happy I went to school, because my mates that went to learn work then have made money more than me. Chicks from Lekki. Chooks, don't worry. Just chill, all right? It was a good decision. You are a graduate. They're not
exactly.
Graduates. Yeah, take it easy. Yeah. All right, so share those memories with us. 0700-993-993-993. And please, it's What's Up Lagos. And give us some energy back, all right? What's Up Lagos? When you call us, 60 seconds will remain that way, because many people want to be on this, all right? 0700-993-993-993 for the ladies. For the ladies. Ladies, 01465-7190.
Okay? All right. The ladies heard you, but you called their number once. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
You should call it 7 times. I should call their number.
Sorry. Please call us back. 0700-993-993-993. And you can call 01465-7190. Ladies, 01465-7190. Stretch is a hater.
It's even a thing that you have.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Kenechiko.
Kenechiko, I love your energy. Good morning.
Thank you. The memory I can never forget is the time I first came to secondary school.
Okay.
I met a lot of friends, made a lot of memories, had my first crush, became the assembly prefect.
Mm-hmm.
Kenechiko, is that what they sent you there to do? You're having crush at what age? How old were you?
10.
You had a crush. It was a serious crush, right?
That was my favorite time. I enjoyed my secondary school life.
Thank you, Kenechiko, for
Thanks
calling.
Thanks for sharing, girl. Thank
secondary
you so
school
much.
Was really a good time in my life, too. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
I got suspended.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you people doing?
We're doing great. Okay.
Oh, my name is Joe.
Okay, Joe. How are you, Joe?
Yeah. Oh, bless God. I just want to thank God for your life. I kept on listening to you most times.
Oh.
Today, I just said, let me say hello to you people.
Oh, hello, Joe. We love you,
thank
Joe.
You, Joe.
Thank you for calling, Joe.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, Joe. I love Joe.
You do?
Joe seems really nice, like a teddy bear nice.
Okay. Joe, they say you're a teddy bear.
No, I said like...
She's calling you a teddy bear.
It's a simile. Didn't you go to school? Didn't you study literature?
Yeah, but exactly. You don't call people teddy bears.
He's like...
So he's like a teddy bear.
Oh my God, like snuggly and fun.
He's snuggly.
Okay, whatever. Joe, back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life.
Good morning.
Yeah,
are you on Okada?
He's moving.
I'm driving.
Yes, there's no petrol. He cannot use AC.
So I can drive from now to the next year. I have enough fuel.
You can contest for governor of Lagos State. Anyhow, what's your name, sir?
My name is Kelvin, calling from Ikeja.
All right.
Hi, Kelvin. So tell us your...
The memory I'll never forget was when I made 400,000 when I was just 17.
Wow!
Yeah, I couldn't sleep.
Yeah,
I know the feeling.
I could not believe it because I woke up like 10 times in the night checking my account balance.
100K, 17.
Is this real? 400.
Wow. 400K.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, I know that feeling. You were feeling like a big boy.
Hey, you was a big boy. You could buy.
I was not a big boy. Literally.
Hey,
17.
Certified big boy.
Forbes list.
Okay.
Thanks for sharing, bro.
Thank you so much for calling. I know that feeling when you make money that you don't think that you would ever be able. You never dreamt. You didn't even envisage it.
Yes, sir.
Or you know when your parents buy you a new outfit and shoes, everything. You don't sleep or you wake up in the night and go and check
just
the outfit.
Check, is this still there?
Does it still size me? Nice. I did it a lot.
I used to put the shoe beside my pillow. I'll look at it. I'll wake up and I'll smell it.
You know that brand
fresh
new smell.
Yeah. Well, someone says, good morning, Nigeria Info. I'm happy. I'm so happy I got your WhatsApp number from Facebook today.
Oh,
that's his happy memory.
Thank goodness.
All right, someone says, what's up, Lagos? My own happy memory is the day I got wedded to my secondary school crush. Whoa.
Ooh,
today we are blessed
darling.
With twin daughters.
Ayo. Congratulations.
Hey,
that's like the sweetest thing.
Yeah, your
high school love. I don't know if I had it. Anyway, whatever. 0700-993-9SJ. Did you remember something?
I didn't remember anything.
How many did you have? I know you have 100 crutches.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Crutches.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was in assembly. We were praying.
You that they suspended. Is it not because of the guests?
Let me tell you my suspension story. See, I'm going to share this suspension story. And if any of you use it for me when I come to contest for an election, I'll deny it. I'll say I was misquoted. Let me go to the story. So, there was too much noise in class, and they came and they wanted they kept writing my name. Do you understand?
Uh-uh.
The class captain kept putting my name there. So I think it was because I was, it would be discriminatory because I was black, you know? So they came to flog me. And when they came to flog me, I then left the class. They just said, I'm calling you to come and retake in. And I just left the class. So they reported me to the principal. Principal said I should go and call my parents, and I couldn't dare call my dad. So I had to go and rent a dad and a mom. So I rented them, and they came. And when they came, the guy was sitting there. The guy said, is this your father? The guy said, it's my son, yes. And once the man said, look at what he did. The man slapped me. So the man that I hired, right?
Uh-huh.
To make it real. But I wasn't expecting. He hit me. How can you disgrace the family? I looked at him, I don't know you. In my head, I read that. I don't know you, man. But I said, okay, that's the plan. What's painful? So that was, they said, okay, sir, I know you're disciplined. Please don't hit him at all when you get there for 2 days. I didn't. I was.
You didn't see that coming. You leave home. You leave home.
I left home dressed up. So this, I will deny this anywhere.
Just be lucky that your dad's not here to hear that.
Yeah, you didn't. He knew later before.
He would have just looked at him and said, "I'm very disappointed."
He knew later. But wait, if it were my dad, it would have been different. I would have started learning mechanic the next day.
0700 993 993 993. Stretch is crazy.
I hired you. You slapped me.
How did you even think to hire a person?
Because there was no dad to bring. If I bring my dad, is death.
But you shouldn't death have. Bro. You could have just said, "Look, sir, my dad's not coming." That's me, man. I'll just tell my principal.
My dad is not coming.
My principal is not going to be surprised.
My dad is not coming.
I was a menace.
How?
Just say, "I know your father can never come because you."
The father I saw.
I don't even believe you told your father.
Okay, you.
That's me.
Man, who's I'm neat and they I brought.
I'll
the
just
guy.
Say, ma.
Man, this guy.
My dad's not coming.
So my memory, the most horrible memory is that when that guy just gave me back and pa, I said.
Oh, God, this is not the plan now.
I'm paying you, man. But it was good. It made it settle well. They said 2 days. They would have given me a whole
long, I can imagine.
2 days. And ooh, wow. I still dressed and came to school. Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about our fondest memories, not the bad ones.
It's okay.
The sweetest of it's memories, okay. The ones that have stuck with you your whole life. And we have a few more minutes to take your thoughts and your comments. 0700 993 993 993. That's
0700 993 993 993. And if you are a lady, 01465 7190, 01465 7190. Let's share those memories. And remember, on the other side of 11, we have something you will want to listen to, something quite interesting, like we do on the show every single day. And when it gets to that point, you will be you will listen to it, and you get to comment and be part of what we'll be doing on the other side of 11. But right now, memories we're sharing, but we don't have too much time to do this.
We don't have time.
You can also send your messages on WhatsApp. For those that discovered WhatsApp fresh, put it up there. We'll probably have some time to breeze through them.
Yes.
When we come back from
this. Yeah, but we need to go for a quick break. Mm-hmm. We want to bring you some messages, and when we come back, we'll wrap up on this segment. Stay with us. And don't forget, on the other side of the clock, we will be talking about, of course, good governance and accountability. We're not just going to talk about it on the peripheral point of view. We're going to take it down to the grassroots. Yes. And the people in the grassroots areas are the ones who are going to be talking about this with us. Stay with us.
You don't want to miss that. All right, just what's up, Lagos? Check your time. It's 11:02 on the clock, and we're going straight to the messages before we move to the next segment of the show. What's up, Lagos? My name, my memory, my me memory, days was when, as a little girl, my dad was just retired from the army, then would come to see me in my grandma's house. He and my mom were still trying to settle in Lagos. I would run all the way to the gate, and it would scoop me up. The excitement in our faces and hearts was just epic. My dad has been gone for 21 years now. I'm almost 50 and I miss him every day. Yemi from Ikorodu means a lot. What's up, Lagos? This is Martin from Akwa Ibom State. The day I came back with a result sheet full of F, I was expecting my dad to kill me, but he rather sat me down and told me of how intelligent I am and how I can do better. That singular act brought out the lion in me. Until tomorrow, my secondary school is still part of me and my legacy in school. The confidence I got from that advice is still helping me go places faster than my mates. I hope some parents are listening to that. The most interesting memories were when I bought my first Toyota Corolla car in 2003 to join the League of Car Owners, and my first building to join the League of Landlords in Lagos. Ew, that was nice. And you, yes, your own is, what's up, Lagos? My sweetest memory was when I was in junior secondary school 3. We had a test, and when the result came out, in the result, the class got really low scores, like 1, 2, 0, and 1. But lo and behold, I had 7. For the rest of the week, my friends refused to speak to me. They claimed I lied to them about the test being difficult. The test was difficult indeed. I was really surprised myself when I saw the score. That day, I felt on top of the world, despite how my friends criticized me about being heartless. Florence from Ikorodu. All right, thank you for your stories. Thank you for those memories you've shared. But right now, we got to change gears.
Yes, we're going to be talking about something different. Of course, the elections are drawing closer, and Nigerians need to know how serious our leaders are taking the issue of governance. And we have some guests joining us in the studio in a bit to talk about good governance and, of course, accountability. We have one guest who's going to be joining us live via Zoom and one live in the studio. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a jiff.
All right, Jacob, time is 6 minutes past our 11, yes, and we are going straight to it. We talked about, well, grassroots and governors and proper governors. We're expecting other guests to be with us on Zoom, all right? Yes. And once we make that link, we will get him on the conversation. But right now, we have a guest already in the studio.
Yes, of course. Moses Adewumi is a community leader in Shomolu, and he's joining us live in the studio this morning. Moses, it's so good to have you join us.
Thank you.
Thank you for showing up really early.
Yes.
To be
and
here.
Yeah, very early. And we're having conversations behind the mic, and he is a man that knows where he is from and what he's been doing for such a while.
But let's start, before we get, you know, a representative of CLP to join us and tell us what they do in different communities, how did you get involved with CLP and why are you working with them?
Well, first of all, Community Life Project is a project that opens community leaders' eyes to reconduct their consciousness to good governance in Lagos State.
Okay.
At various level and various, whether I say various level, local government and state and the federal level.
Okay. So how long have you been involved in this?
More than 5 years now.
More than 5 years?
Yes.
All right, so there's this belief that the dividends of governance doesn't get down
to the people who need it the most.
Who actually need it the most. Do you agree to this? And if you agree, why do you think this is the way, so?
Well, to some length, I will agree. To some length, I will disagree.
Okay.
It has to do with passion as a leader.
Okay.
What you need to do is to engage with your elected officer at various levels.
How?
Thank you very much. And that is the essence of the project, Community Life Project. It brings us together to know our responsibility as a community. You know, we community leaders serve as intermediary between our community people and government. And people look at us as somebody who can help them to get what they need. For instance, let me take Shomolu for example.
Okay.
Being the Secretary General of the Community Development Association, in the past, we have a way of doing this. But today, because of Community Life Project, we're able to do things adequately. You know, what do I mean by adequately? Different community form a ward.
Okay.
At the ward level, we sit down together. We identify some of the need that we needed. Either schools, roads, drainage, and some other things. And we bring it together. We discuss at
length.
At length.
Okay.
You know, after reaching agreement, we now pick, we prioritize the project.
The one that you should do.
We should do first, and the one that will come
later.
Later.
But some people believe that the politicians and those that benefit from this buy you guys out. And therefore, you can't get...
install some of these community leaders.
And so your allegiance is not now to the community, but it's to the politicians.
To politicians.
You know, I'm Moses Adeyemi.
Okay.
I can speak for myself.
Okay.
At my own local government level, they know who I am and what I stand for. Even, I can tell you, on Monday, we are monitoring some school project now done in Shomori local government as a state intervention project. Like Okemeta Primary School. Go and check Okemeta Primary School in the past. Check it now. One of the oldest project, one of the oldest primary school in Shomolu or in Lagos State, as a whole, is over 1 and 2 years or 3 years now.
That's okay, Meta.
No. Jehovah Shalom.
Okay.
In UNA Primary School. It was in a shattered state. But as a result of our intervention, we presented it to our House of Assembly, a federal House of Assembly member at Lower Chamber in Abuja, Honorable Ademola Okuye. And today, go and check it. It has been done. They may buy some. It's not every community that they buy. Mm-hmm. We insist on what we want. It is community project. It's our project.
Okay. I want to introduce our other guest from Community Life Project. Francis, thank you so much for joining us. We know that this was we know that this was short notice for you, Francis. But first things first, Moses is able has been able to give us some background to Community Life Project and what you are accomplishing in different local government areas. So, but we want to hear from you. Why did you choose to focus on communities as opposed to other CSOs who look at the bigger picture?
Okay, good afternoon. Good morning.
Good morning,
Francis.
Good morning. Yeah.
Welcome.
Community Life Projects, as the name suggests, is about communities. Right from inception, we've focused on promoting the agency of the grassroots people, ensuring that they are able to take responsibility for their own life, ensuring that they are able to engage government in a very constructive way. Because for us at Community Life Projects, we understand that government can't do everything. But sometimes they need the people to be able to ginger them up to do what they are supposed to do, but also that they work collaboratively with the people. When we started with we started with HIV/AIDS program and doing community-based approach to HIV/AIDS responses, but we've moved on to social accountability work. I think what Moses is talking about is really about the social accountability aspect. We understand that the focus sometimes is at the national level or the subnational level, but local government is the tier of government that is closest to the people. Mm-hmm. When governance is working, you feel it at that particular level. And when everything is not working, you also feel it at that particular level. So if government is functioning, the local government, the people at the local government will feel the impact of government. You won't even know whether there is any government in Abuja or at the state level, because the local government is functioning as it's supposed to be functioning. Mm. And so over time, we've gone ahead to build the capacity of not just the grassroots people, but also with local government officials. And our focus is more of utilizing the resources, because the resources are scarce, mm-hmm. but how do we apply it such that the real needs of communities are met? Mm-hmm. So what we've done is to get communities, encourage communities to come together, to look around them. What are those things you need that are of utmost importance to you, that if you fix them, you will be solving a little problem in the community? And that's what they've been doing. Come together, look at what they have, and then prioritize their needs, because we also get them to understand that resources are scarce.
Okay.
So if you can focus on your priority and get it done, then you can start putting orders on making other demands on government. So what they do is to come together, look at that, and then engage the government to ensure that these things, again, we let them know that if something is not put in the budget, it can be done. Mm. So we get them to understand that very well. So they make that demand to ensure that these real needs of communities are put in local government budgets. So when they start up apportioning resources, they know that the communities have brought this themselves. So not a politician sitting somewhere and thinking, what should I do for the community?
Yeah.
It's rather going to the community and asking them, so the communities can then engage you and say, this is the real needs of community. And what we have also done is to see how communities can engage their National Assembly representatives, especially those who bring in constituency projects. Because in the past, we've had situations where people say, instead of giving us sewing machine or generator or things like that, why not fix the road? Mm. Why not fix the market? Because that's When you do that, you impact more life in the community and not just one person. So we are asking them, we are getting them to engage constructively with their National Assembly members, because the amount of money that goes for constituency projects can actually do a lot in the communities.
All right. So, sorry, let me chip in this. So from the way you've described this now, it looks like everything is good and okay. But from how our communities are faring, it's not actually seeming that way. So what are the challenges you guys have? What are the challenges that we need to get off the table to make CLP as functional as it was intended to?
Okay, I think one of the things that we've noticed, and I think Moses can also share that, is the fact that sometimes you have a situation where the local government is handicapped in terms of what they are in engaging the communities, yeah. Because they have levels of maybe lack of political will sometimes on the part of the local government or authorities or officials, because this thing sometimes the local government is beholden to the state government, mm-hmm. because according to the constitution, mm-hmm. they are supposed to come up with economic activities that will align with the economic activities of the state government. And you know that more often than not, as it is with Lagos State, you can't get the budget of Lagos State. It's usually a bridge version. So sometimes the local governments might not even know what they are keying into until it's late. Mm. And then the other thing is the fact that like I heard you trying to say about community development associations in Lagos State. Many of the community associations that we work with in Lagos State and in every other state, they are organic. Mm. They came up on their own. Okay. So if we have more of the organic associations and organizations working closely together, I think they will be able to make that demand on local governments and override some of the government's sponsored CDAs that you are referring to. So if you have more people at that local level making demands on government, many people don't know that they can make demands on their representatives. Mm-hmm. So that's what we are trying to get people to understand. This money is not government's money. Government is holding it in trust for the communities. Mm-hmm. Government is holding it in trust for the people. So they need to work with the people to get things done. Mm-hmm. Many of the roads, I can tell you some of the roads that have been abandoned over a number of years, when they started engaging with the local government came around to start fixing these things. The resources are scarce. When you prioritize the needs, people will feel the impact and they will not be agitating as they are agitating right okay. now. A lot of the inner roads in Lagos are not functioning.
A lot, yeah.
A lot of the inner roads in Lagos, and that contributes to the traffic situation in Lagos. Many of the drainages are blocked. So when we get communities requesting for local governments to fix their drainages, to fix the inner roads, the government should know that the communities know what they are talking about.
Absolutely.
Refuse dumps somewhere also. So we've been in situations where communities advocate for proper waste disposal, but they are not getting that. So when it rains, this is just washing into the drainage and cause a lot of flood situation in Lagos State.
Okay.
Let's get more organic people to understand their rights, organic associations, and even the faith-based organizations. Mm-hmm. Let's get them to understand their rights so they can make the right demands on government. We are not making enough demands on government.
I like how you say let's. So it's not a one-man thing. But I want to post the question to Moses. Moses, you are a community leader. You work in the grassroots and in collaboration with CPL. But how easy is it to get these kinds of organic, groups to crop up more? Like we said earlier on, they're more politically minded groups. They're more people who are sponsored by some politicians. What kind of education or civic education is out there, even at those levels, for them to understand and see the need why they should be more organic as opposed to being politically sponsored?
Yeah. Thank you very much. You know, one thing you need to do for you to achieve your goal, you must identify people that are ready to serve.
Passionate.
Mm. Who have passion for what they are doing or for their community.
Mm. Mm.
In Shomolu local government, we have various people that we have identified, the traditional leaders, the Bales, All our barrels are fantastic. They will tell you the truth. All the market women, the geologists, the biologists, they will tell you the truth. They can, the Muslim community, the imam, they will tell you. Either you like it or not, this is what they want. And we have a listening local government chairman who will tell you, I'll be able to fix this, I won't be able to fix this, based on
funds.
But what I look at it is, what we are lacking, or what the governance is lacking, is we need to change the methodology. When we say methodology, our stakeholders meeting shouldn't be a merrymaking. It should be where people brainstorm. How to identify things, how to increase your revenue, what can you do to get things right? And by the time you are finishing some of the project, make it a community-owned project. Hand it over to people who have responsibility, or people who are well known in the community, that people will listen to. Some of the projects that we are tracking, some consultancy projects, some might not last, but they are given to us. So giving it to us, we need to change methodology. Our stakeholders should be a brainstorming
session
whereby people will think, people will reason. Then people will now say, okay, let's go for this. Let's leave this one till another year. Before we know, we'll achieve our set target and go.
Okay.
It's election season. Many people are sitting on the fence as to who they want to vote for and why they want to vote for, but that's not what we're talking about. How much voter education is also incorporated into these conversations that you're having, especially in your collaboration with CLP? Because again, it's not about who they're voting for, it's why they should vote, and the importance and the repercussionary effects, and how it would also affect the priorities that are given to the projects that they need in their community. So what are you doing in that regard?
And also, how are they influencing? Because if they are in charge, they have the monies. How are they influencing? How are you making the electorate able to do what they need to do without thinking that these are the people bringing the monies?
Well, in our various community, already the CRP have built our capacity in knowing our civic responsibility.
Okay.
And at the local government level, or at the ward level, we also come together. We call a community action cycle, whereby we educate people on the need to participate. Take for instance, during the registration, we encourage people to participate and to go and register at the INEC office. And if you look at during that period, you see that a lot of youth are trooping out to get their
PVC
registered. Even majority of them, when they see you on the road, they say, we are still waiting. I said, wait till November. The November will be the last month where people will get their voters card. And people are ready to, you know, if you're having conversation at the grassroots, you will know that people are now ready to take the bull from the horn.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. We have to bring you some messages. We're still talking about grassroots governance and responsibility, accountability. We have a representative of CLP, Community Life Project, and we also have a community leader in the studio. We'll be back right after this break.
And when we say welcome back, we mean welcome back. It's 11:41 on the clock and our guests are in the studio. You should hear the conversations behind the mic. Yeah. A lot is going on. A lot is happening. And we pray for our dear nation to move ahead the way it's supposed to.
Yes. And we still have Moses Akinwumi in Adewumi, I beg your pardon, in the studio. He is a community leader in Shomolu. And of course, we also have a representative of Community Life Project, Francis Onaho. He's the program manager, actually. And these two gentlemen have been speaking with us before we went on that break. Before we bring Lagosians into the conversation, we see that things are happening, like you speak from a very strong position for Shomolu. Can the same be said about other communities? I think that question should be for you, Francis, before I let you go. Is this being replicated across the board? I will come back to Francis because I want to talk about other issues with him. But Francis, is this being replicated in other parts of Lagos?
Yes, because when we did the projects from 2016 to 2019 on the social accountability, we actually worked in 15 local governments in Lagos State. And the people have continued in that direction, both Amuwa, Dofe, Kosofe local government, Iru, Victoria Island, and also the Solo local government and all the others. But I just quickly want to talk about the question that you asked Moses on participation at that level. Too often we find that when politicians call for town hall meetings, they try as much as possible to ensure that those who are of the same political lineage come to those town hall meetings. That because you'll just be hearing what you want to hear and not the real thing that the people are supposed to be telling you. So we keep saying that politicians should not be scared of getting contrary opinions or contrary views from those that have elected them to lead them in the first instance. But what we've tried to do going forward from learning from what we have been doing all this while is to see how communities can come up with their own community development plans so that they can now have a tool that they are using to engage government at all levels. We've been doing that in Ekiti and Oshun as a pilot project. Last December, those community development plans, we call them needs-based community development plans. The community leaders worked with the local government officials to go around the communities to do community needs assessment. With that, they used that to develop a community development plan. And that plan was also used in developing the 2022 local government budget for some of those local governments. I think that's something that should go around across board for all communities and all local governments. We need community development plan. This country used to thrive on five-year development plans. At a point, people stopped talking about that and they started talking about agenda, this agenda, that. So when communities have their community development plan, that's after a green needs-based community assessment community needs assessment has taken place in the communities. So you have the voices of everyone, different associations, persons with disabilities, especially persons with disabilities, because we just gloss over that aspect in our life here in Lagos. So but we need to also talk about them and how the things, the policies in Lagos, how they are impacting on them and elsewhere. So we need these people to also be part of the town halls. Councillors are supposed to before any local government budget is done, councillors are supposed to meet those that they are representing, call the different groups together and get them to talk about their real needs. And at that point, prioritize what you want to defend at your legislative council. So that these things, as Moses said, shouldn't be jamboree. You know that it's business that you are there for.
Yeah.
So when people know that this is business, all the types of frivolous demands that people make on their representatives, I think it will just reduce. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we pray for things, we make demands of things when because these things are not there. Mm-hmm. When they are there, our prayer points will probably change to a different thing. The demands we make on our representatives will also be a different thing entirely.
Yeah.
So people will be making demands that impact the whole community and not just one individual. And for the election coming up, because you mentioned the election, mm-hmm. the Community Life Project have been working on civic and voter education since 2011. We are actually a strategic partner with INEC. And in 2011, our situation rule was what INEC relied on to get messages from across the 36 states and FCT, real-time messages, so that they could troubleshoot as the issues are happening on ground. Not that after everything has happened, we'll start coming out to do a press release. But what we are doing right now is to see how people can collect their PVCs.
Okay.
We have over 900,000 uncollected PVCs in Lagos, and we have over 500,000 new registrants in Lagos. That's going to increase the number of uncollected PVCs.
Yeah.
So we are encouraging Lagosians. There are those who did their registration last year. The PVCs are ready. Just go in there and collect your PVC and not wait for the last minute rush, because that can get overwhelmed. Yeah. We don't want people to disenfranchise themselves. and blame it on INEC.
Okay.
Because we want, if you know you've registered and last year in January, please go and collect your PVC. Your PVC is ready. By the end of October, those who registered in June, their PVCs will be ready. Don't wait for anybody. Go and collect your PVC. That's what we are telling people.
All
don't
right.
wait for the last minute because you are going to overwhelm INEC and INEC's resources are stretched already as it is.
Thank you so much,
Francis. Let's go back to Moses. Moses, I'm most interested in, you know, you as a person and, you know, the cross that you carry because you seem to be the one who speaks truth to power. You're not being swayed by politicians or monies or people and their interests. You stand for the interests of the people of your community. How easy a job is that? And do you get threats, especially if you're not dancing to the tune of politicians or those who are overzealous and, you know, somewhat leaning to those politicians, you know?
Well, to me, I have passion for what I'm doing. And those in my community, both in government, we grew up together in Shomolu. We school together. I attended Igbobi College. Where you know Igbobi College, you know those who pass through that school.
Mm-hmm.
So, no threat. When we engage, we dialogue. This is what the community needs. If you do it, it will be a plus for your government. And that's why we have councillors in Shomolu that they listen, pay attention to what people say. The local government chairman sometimes will go as far as going to his house to discuss. This is what we need. When we prioritize road construction, if you go and check Shomolu record now, they have the highest constructed roads at the local government level. Each ward has roads. And whenever we come together as community, we prioritize roads. If we look at some roads in 2019 budget, it's not passed or has not been done. We repeat it in 2020, 2021, until
it is done.
It's done.
For fear of sounding like a broken record, you give. But we want to bring Lagosians in because we have very little time before we wrap this up. I think we barely have about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If you want to comment, you want to be part of the conversation, join us and share your thoughts with us.
All right, the numbers you can get to call us on 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. Or you can call us if you're female on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. You can send us a WhatsApp message also, and we'll be able to read them out. And you can also tweet us out and with the hashtag
WhatsApp Lagos.
WhatsApp Lagos.
So we're talking about the importance of grassroots, responsibility and accountability. Grassroots governance cannot happen properly if the people are not part of it. Now, we're complaining always. Our government is not doing this. Our government, but what Community Life Projects, which is a CSO, is doing is to give room for us to be part of the governance in itself, because it's not just about the politicians. It's about us, the people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you can, one way or the other, contribute into making that governance that you're looking for good enough for you and the people in your area. Finally, how committed is everybody? Does everybody have a say per se, or are there groups of people who represent wards or constituencies? I'm trying to understand, how does it work? Can I just walk into one of your meetings and say, well, I have an interesting idea?
Thank you very much. In every community, they have community development association.
Okay.
And in a ward, people are breaking up to become a community development association.
Okay.
Once you are a tenant in a particular location, a tenant, you are part and parcel of those community, and you are a member. At every last Saturday of the month, they have their community meeting where they discuss issue of Loma PSP, issue of education, issue of roads, security.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Shomolu, for example, you see them having additional security. You see gates being mounted every night. You know, it shows that people are coming together to sit down and discuss the issue in their community.
Mm.
So you can participate, I mean, as a tenant, like
once
you said.
Once you are a member of that street,
okay,
you are a community member.
So you're bona fide and you can be part of the conversation. Finally, as we get ready to go into the election season once again, in what language do you communicate to the people in those areas? Because you see, just as you said, there are balers, there are lodgers, there are baba lodgers, and all of those things. What is the modus operandi for communicating with them, especially when you're doing this whole PVC push for people to go pick it up?
You know, at the local government level, we have a local government whereby people come together to discuss. We have identified various stakeholders, either the Christian Association, the Muslim community. We bring them together. We encourage them to tell their people.
Ah, I see.
To go to the INEC office. And INEC office is between the boundary of Shomolu and Bariga.
Yeah.
So if you are in Bariga, you move down to Salami Saibu.
Mm-hmm.
In Shomolu, you move down to Pedro, that's Salami Saibu Road, Salami Saibu Street, to get your PVC. And at their various activities or service, either at the mosque, at the church, or at the community meeting.
Sensitization goes on.
It goes on. Unfortunately, our time is up, but I want to say thank you to you. Moses Adewumi is the community leader for Shomolu, and we also were joined earlier on via Zoom by the program manager of Community Life Project, and his name is Francis Onaho. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for being here. We want to hear more and more of these kinds of community engagements so that our people can be more and more informed about the governance that we need. Thank you so much once again for being here. All right. And that's the show today, Lagos. We have to go. Don't forget, you have to follow Nigeria Info on all our platforms, facebook.com/Nigeria Info 99.3, on Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube page. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEYO, and search for Mary Ann Dukukun everywhere else.
All right. Stretch Original is me on Instagram. Stretch Cool is me on Twitter. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Lagos. We'll see you on Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Goodbye.